Congregation, you all are familiar with Isaiah 55, I think. What a beautiful chapter. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. Beautiful. And I preached a few more times about this chapter in the past. And I felt drawn to do so again. And to now especially focus on the sixth verse. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So far, the command of seeking the Lord today. Three thoughts. What it's seeking is. What is that? Seek ye the Lord. Is that just using the means and reading the Bible and go to church? Or what is it? Is it way more? Is it way deeper with the heart? What is it? Secondly, the time to seek. While he may be found. While he is near. That's about the time. It's urgent. Because the time is short. And in the third place, the command to seek. It's not an invitation. It's not a calling only. It's a command. Seek. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So the command of seeking the Lord today. What that seeking is, the time to seek, and the command to seek. Congregation, let me first say this. It's in my heart to preach, especially this morning, to those unconcerned. To those indifferent in church this morning. Sitting in church because she wants me to. He wants me to. They want me to. So that's why I'm in church. But I'd rather stay home. I don't care. For those, also I preach the word of God. Though those are hard and harsh and have no impressions anymore and no feelings and are given over, it seems, to the hardening of their own hearts. They're wicked. They may even live in sin nobody knows about. Lying, cheating, stealing, whatever it is, pornography, and nobody knows, but the wicked one. Let the wicked forsake his way, right? It says in verse 7. Well, I wish I could reach out to those. You know, you have not sinned so much that the Lord says, I don't talk to you anymore. The Lord still speaks in this morning hour to those who don't care and are dead in sins and trespasses. And the Lord says, seek ye the Lord. Of course, it's not only a word to those indifferent and hard, but it's a word to all of us, also to them close to the kingdom of God, closer to God's kingdom, and have impressions and still halting between two opinions, the world, sin, and God's service. And they're not indifferent, they're nice people, but you know, for so long, for so many years, standing before the gate and not entering into the gate. Seek ye the Lord. Let's talk about what it is. It says, seek ye conversion. No. That's all included. I understand that. Seek salvation. Seek to go to heaven. Seek forgiveness. I know what you mean. Listen to what it says. Seek ye the Lord. It's that God we have left in paradise, the God who we have grieved to the heart, the Almighty God who is long-suffering and good, the omnipotent Almighty God, to seek Him. Not something He gives, but He Himself. Seek Him. That's so essential in salvation, to seek Him personally. To not only seek His gifts and His favor, but Himself. My soul thirsteth for God. For the living God, to know Him, to be close to Him, to have Him as our God and Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the seeking. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord with capital letters. See that in the Bible, capitals? The covenant Jehovah. The I am that I am. I don't change. I'm still the same. I hold on to my own promises. So the Lord says, seek me. And this chapter says, this text says, seek ye the Lord. So when you pray, don't only seek something of the Lord that He would give you, but seek Himself. That's life. It's life to find Him, not only His gifts. Like in a marriage, you don't marry her because she's rich and she cooks a meal and she cares. You marry her for who she is. And who He is. Seek ye the Lord. What is it seeking? I guess some of you say to seek the Lord is to use the means. Seek the Lord is that you just pray and read the Bible at the table and that you do your devotions and you come to church. That's seeking. That's an outward seeking. Just do things. You use the means. Be faithful. And others say, no, that's not what is meant. Others say, it's not by works. It's not that you do your best and the Lord rewards you. That seeking is believing. That seeking is repenting. That seeking is a seeking with longing. It's a seeking your whole entire heart. It's the work of the Spirit. You know, if it is only using the means, that's easy, right? Well, then you have to just do your best. That's all you can do. And for the rest, you sit back. You seek on Sunday in church, and you just civil and behaving and using the means well. That's all you can do. So I do my best. Well, that's not what it is. Four arguments to prove to you that this seeking is a seeking with your whole heart. A seeking that is a result of the work of the Spirit, which the Lord does not only work, but also command. In the first place, the word seek. And then the context of this chapter. And then the expression used. And then the theology of the whole Bible. The word used. Seek ye the Lord. Edward Young wrote a beautiful commentary on Isaiah, and let me quote him. Seeking is not restricted to sacrificing, nor to prayer, but the basic meaning is to tread The basic meaning is to tread, probably stepping. Stepping to God, or simply coming to Him. And I agree that the seeking is to come. You seek your elderly parents. You visit them. You seek them to be close to them, to know them, to give them attention, to seek communion. And so this word, seek ye the Lord, is not per se that you have lost your wallet and that you try to find it again, but it is seeking Him. And God is not lost, right? He is there to seek Him and to have communion with Him. So the word seeking is a seeking for communion, a seeking for experiential knowledge of God and Christ through the Spirit. What a word. I will quote more Bible verses later on to prove that this is the real deep seeking. But let us also look at the context. Because often the context provides clues and hints to what the word means. Let the wicked forsake his way, we read in the next verse, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. See that seeking is the same as returning. Because we left, and the Lord said, return ye, repent ye, seek me. It's all in the same thing. Or think of, Aaron that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. That coming. Is that just an outward coming? Is that just coming with the means, in an outward prayer? Come ye by and eat that. What is that buying? What is that eating? Without price, without money. So, not only the word seek indicates that this is the real seeking, also the context, it is the same as returning, the same as eating. We see also that expression often in the Psalms. Who are those that seek thee? The Lord cares for them that seek him. The seeking ones in the Psalms are God's people. Psalm 22. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Your heart shall live forever. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. That's not just coming to church, but they that seek him. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That is the seeking. One thing have I desired, that will I seek after. Do we seek that way? Or Psalm 40, let all those that seek thee rejoice. What seeking is that? All they that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. So the same people that love thy salvation, All the humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that see God. You search yourself with a concordance. You go into the Psalms and you look at the word seek and seeking and seeketh. You'll find out that in many of those texts, that seek is the same as believing. It's not only the word and the context and the Psalms, the expression, also the theology. The Bible teaches it's by grace only and not by works. Not by, I do my best, I go to church, I work hard, I do my devotions, I read every day 4 chapters in the Bible. So I finished the whole Bible in 1 year. Good. But it's not by works. That seek is a seeking of Him. It's a seeking of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does the form say of the Lord's Supper? They that are in the midst of death, right? And seek their salvation. Outside of self, in another. That's the seeking. This is very tender, this seeking. Very real. It's heartfelt. It's seeking God's face. It is a longing to see Him. Yes, the word seeking is often connected with the word countenance or face. You seek someone's face to see. You seek that contact face to face. And that's in this text. Seek the Lord, seek His face. Psalm 24, verse 6. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Do you seek His face? That beautiful face of God, that holy face, that good face, that righteous face, His face. You seek His face. You say, Lord, may I find and see Thee. May I seek Thy face. When Thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. So don't seek only the gifts of God. Seek His face. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. All the time. Continually. May be part of you. Seek the kingdom of God first. Seek His kingdom. It's also included in there. You know that seeking is a real seeking, a humble seeking, a seeking of someone brokenhearted. And that's the work of the Spirit, to prepare someone so they begin to seek Him, to break hearts so they long for Him. We read in Hosea 5, I will go and return to my place, the Lord said. I'm leaving you. I leave you over to yourself. I will go. I'm going. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. See? So that's how the Lord works. The Lord returns to His place, and you feel the separation, and you feel without God in this world, and you feel the weight of sin and guilt. And you acknowledge your offense. You acknowledge your sins. Everything is on the table. You acknowledge it. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. You acknowledge it and you seek his face, begging. So therefore, turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on God continually, seeking him. So, yes, we need to have quiet time and devotion time personally. And as a family, I encourage you to do that. But you need more. Therefore, we need to seek the Lord before it is too late. You know, I read in Psalm 10, that's not such a familiar verse, there's something about people not seeking him. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. You know, what do you think? What do you think about this theory? There are three types of people in this text. What do you think about that? Do you agree? They that do not seek the Lord, they that seek the Lord, and that have found the Lord. Do you agree? Makes sense, right? Some not seeking, some seeking, as when they're found. I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. I understand, but that's not biblical. You don't seek, or you do. By nature, we don't seek. Nobody seeketh after God. And it is not something half in between outward. If it is outward, half in between, that's not seeking. There are only two types of people in church this morning. Them that don't seek. Not really. They read the Bible and come to church, but they don't seek. And others have been made seeking. And they seek his face and they hunger for God. And they seek the Lord Jesus Christ. And they seek salvation outside of self in another. They're the seekers. Well with you. If you seek his face forever, evermore. That's God's people. Those are the believers. The true believers. They seek his face. They cannot miss him. There are times of worldliness, and they can be cold as well, but then it comes back. They seek his face. Oh, that pride. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Oh, that pride. See what seeking is? I don't think you can disagree with me that seeking is a seeking with all your heart. The Lord is not asking anything less than that. Secondly, the time to seek. Seek ye the Lord while he may be, maybe. What does that mean? Maybe found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Well, what does that mean? Maybe found, perhaps you have a chance. You never know. Just try it. Maybe. That's not what it means. That's not a good a good translation. Seek ye the Lord as you can find him. He makes himself to be found. He wants to be found. He is there. He wants to be found. He is not far away. He is near while he is near. What a wonder. The dictionary says, he allows himself to be found. And that's the time we live in. It's the time of grace. Do you first need to end up in the hospital? Do you first need that pinch and that threat of death before you realize that? We can be feel so invincible and so strong and so young and so energetic, and nobody is interfering with me. But you know, it is as long as the Lord gives us time, while he may be found. That's the time we live in, the time that you can find him. He wants to be found. He's near. The word near is used for priests, close to God, to draw near. A closeness, not only in place, but also closes in intimacy. You know, the time is limited. We have only so much time, and time flies. You know, young people think they have an eternity in front of them, and it goes so quick. Before you know, you're married, they have children, they go to preschool, and they start dating, and they marry, and they have children, and it goes so incredibly fast. And many even die early, at a young age. Time is limited. So the Lord says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Now is your time. Now is the time of grace. Soon the grass will be cut off. Soon it withers. And soon you have no time anymore. Do we appreciate the time that you just at home in your chair can open a Bible? Really? Wow. To open a Bible at home and to read God's word, receiving time to seek him. It should bring us to tears. You can open a Bible at home, that you have a Bible that wants to talk to you, that wants to warn you and invite you and threaten you and command you. It's amazing. And then think of what we did to God. We slammed the door shut. We said, I like to be God myself. And that's in our hearts. You're wicked. You're enemies of God. We are not in between people, kind of in between converted and unconverted. Kind of, I'm a seeker. You're not. Unless the Lord has given you that seeking of the heart. You know, every day is such a gift. Every breath is so undeserved. Teach us to number our days so we may have that wisdom. So seek him because life depends upon it. Also think of the context. The next verse, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let them return unto the Lord. The Lord says, you may return. Return. And then there is something the Lord is holding out, says, you know, if you seek me and return unto me, I will have mercy upon you. And I will abundantly pardon. Anyone interested? Anyone thirsty? Anyone hungry to seek his face? If you really seek his face, his mercy, and he abundantly pardons. Let me try to unpack that for you. Mercy. Mercy, the same as compassion. Someone who feels for you. Someone who cares deeply about you. Someone who loves you and pities you in a respectful way, like a father pitied the children. That's compassion. And compassion is good. Interhuman compassion, and some people, when people are empathizing and say, I know how you feel, and this, and they do. And they come close and you bond with them. Mercy. But now God's mercy, God's compassion. The Lord smiling at you. The Lord saying, I love you. With an eternal love. If you seek him while he is near, when he is found, then you return to the Lord. He will have mercy upon you. Because it's his work, right? And then there are many things in this life bothering you and hurting. And maybe you can't get over them. But the Lord says, comfort ye, my people. And the Lord extends that compassion, that mercy, that's the word, that kindness, that loving kindness of the Lord is more than life to me. Interested or not? The Lord says, seek the Lord, that he may be found, to receive that mercy, and he will abundantly pardon. Pardoning is to lift it off your shoulder, to take it away, and to do so abundantly. Just in case you think that you would have sinned too much. You know, theologically we say you can't have sinned too much, right? But maybe you still feel that way. Some people know intellectually you cannot have sinned too much, but it yet feels like that. Sins of youth and whatever it is, blatant or secret, against whatever commandment, you say, I just can't believe it. There is so much. And he says, seek ye the Lord. He will have mercy and abundantly pardon. So all the sins taken away, to blow them all out. I'm talking to those living in sin. A few words to those that are wicked and enemies and don't care. The Lord is so kind in this morning hour, and of course not only this morning hour, but he says to the wicked ones, why? Why would you die? Why would you continue on like that? Seek the Lord. There's way more to be found in him than in the whole entire world. There's mercy and plenteous redemption. And he can abundantly pardon. You know, sometimes there's a stain you can't clean out. You can wash and brush, whatever you do, you can't get it out. And sometimes people have that feeling that there is tar on their body, tar over their soul. You can't get rid of it anymore. It's in you. And the Lord says, I can take it all away. Are you such a leper, like Naaman the Syrian? I can abundantly pardon. So there's some time left. Beautiful text in 2 Chronicles. If my people, covenant people, if my people which are called by my name, you are, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. The Lord says, I will. Humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. That's the time of grace. Think of that great reward. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not just use the means, but seek him diligently. You say, I still can't believe it. That it is for sinners. I still can't believe that it is for such ugly ones, for such enemies. The Lord knows that. The Lord knows that it is something beyond imagination. Forgiveness is something so out of the ordinary, so strange. Forgiveness, justice, it's understandable. Forgiveness, that God forgives, is something you can't fathom. So when you try to think that through for yourself, you come to the conclusion it is impossible. Forget it. Impossible. But the Lord says, I think in a different way than you do. The Lord's thinking is absolutely different from ours. There are things we can't imagine, the Lord says. You can think about it. You cannot imagine it, but it's still true. That's what verse 8 says, right? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, say the Lord. That's what it means. It doesn't only say the Lord does miraculous things and things you can't understand, but the Lord says, regarding forgiveness, I do things people cannot imagine, cannot understand. It does not make any sense to people. But the Lord says, although it does not make sense to you, I yet forgive. And that becomes the wonder in the life of God's people. The wonder. It was impossible. I've sinned too much. There was no way, and he made a way, and he opened the way, and he says, I am the way. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. All the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Seeking while he is near, while he may be found. So that is today. In Hebrews 3, we find a few verses about that. Therefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if ye will hear his voice, while it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And again he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said today, if you'll hear his voice. So three, I think it's four times here, four times, today, today. Today, today. Why is that? Because we are so foolish and procrastinators. And we wait so long. And we say, I'm too busy right now. And the Lord says, today. Now I'm near. Now I can be found. And when the door is closed, Lord, I can't be found anymore. Even if you want to seek me then, there's no time anymore. So today is the day of grace. What an urgency. Seek ye the Lord. It's also a command. Third thought. A congregation, some reason this way. That seeking is a command, so it must refer to outward seeking. It is a command, so it must refer to outward seeking. And if it is not an outward seeking, if it is kind of a deep seeking, the Lord cannot command it. You know, I disagree with that type of reasoning. It's deep seeking. And the Lord commands it. Like the Lord commands us to repent. Does he mean that or not? The Lord commands us to take refuge into the Lord Jesus Christ. Does he mean that or not? The Lord wants us to seek with the heart. Does he mean that, yes or no? So don't try to escape. It's a way of escape. Kind of, that's not a real seeking, right? That's just an outward seeking. I can do that. Or, it's a real seeking. Sorry, I can't do that. It's an escape. It's the real seeking the Lord yet commands. You may say, well, explain that. Well, an invitation, a warning is one thing. But the command is different. Suppose you're hiking with your children in the mountains, and there is a deep cliff, and your daughter is getting closer and closer to the cliff. You say, can you please come back? I advise you to not take another step. But it's your choice. No. You say, come! Come back right now. Why do you say that? Maybe a little louder than you intended. Come back. Because you don't want them to take another step and to fall. And so the Lord, He does not say, well, you're invited. If you want, you may. It's my advice only. The Lord says, seek me. So there's urgency in there. I think that mother screaming, come back, loves that child. If she would not love the child, she would say, I think it would be wise to come back. So that's quite something. The Lord says in this morning hour to indifferent ones and enemies, and them living in sin, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Now realize that this type of preaching also can make people feel down. Because they say, I can't. I can't seek that way. So, a few things about that. Children, boys, girls, do you remember that Bible story of Zacchaeus? He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not because there were too many people in the streets. And he was a little man, not so tall. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was supposed to come that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up. He saw him. And he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste. Quickly came down and received him joyfully. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham. And then it comes. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So, behind all this is the Lord. He is seeking. He is seeking. It's Him doing the work, and He seeks by saying, seek the Lord. It's Him seeking. It's Him talking. And it's His Holy Spirit. And He will be successful. And He will have people seeking Him. It's His work. So the Lord is saying, seek me. And He works that seeking Himself. And also don't forget that it says, seek me. It does not say, make something better. It does not say, give me something. You have nothing. The Lord does not say, do something. That will be disastrous, a loss. But He says, receive something. You don't have to do anything yourself. That the real seeking is that you have nothing and cannot do anything and seek your salvation only outside of self in another. So the Lord commands people to do nothing, but to only seek salvation in Him. So don't seek in yourself. Don't seek to present something. Don't seek to qualify in any possible way, shape, or form. That's a dead-end road. But to seek it only in Him. Isaiah 45. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not. Unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. The Lord says, I didn't say that. I said not. Seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, truth. I declare things that are right. It's a command, a loving command. Let me close with a threat. You know, sometimes I may close with a threat. You like to end in a positive note, on a positive note, but I see that I'm going to close with a threat today. Amos 5, verse 6. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Amen. Lord, I can only bring it to the ears. Come with thy spirit. Make people seeking thee. And may they cry out unto God, Lord, I must seek thee. And I cannot seek thee. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, give that none of us can escape anymore, one way or another, by reasoning himself, herself out of it. Bring him into that corner, in that narrow place, that they cry out for mercy and seek salvation and faith and repentance and even seeking all in thee, having nothing themselves. Lord, exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid that price. In him, God is near. In him, the Lord is still the same. And his prayer was not heard. And he said, let this cup pass by. Lord, that he may be the Savior for us personally. Remember us the rest of this day. May be a real Sunday for us, a day of seeking the Lord. Bring us safely back home and back to thy house. Give also a desire to seek thee tonight while he may be found. Amen.